Research by German historians on the Third Reich has shifted across the decades from emphasising opposition to stressing the Nazi regime's popularity. When research on the grassroots basis of German society in the Nazi era began in the 1970s, an extended definition of resistance revealed wide and varied forms of mainly minor political nonconformity. Under the rubric of regime and society in conflict, it seemed that practically all Germans had in one way or another been opposed to Hitler. But as research expanded, the perspective shifted irreversibly away from opposition and dissent and more towards conformity and consent. Regime and society seemed thereby less in conflict and more in unison. Myriad supportive actions and initiatives from below were uncovered that eased the path for regime policies or even actively promoted them and made their implementation possible. Nonconformity and conformity coexisted. Strikers engaged in short-lived stoppages in factories in 1935, to take one instance, sometimes turned out to be Nazi stormtroopers, risking the wrath of the regime to get higher pay or protest about work conditions, but wholeheartedly supporting, often with violence, attempts to boot Jews out of the economy, and enthusiastically cheering Hitler's foreign policy successes.